Sorry, I'm used to not having to speak too loud because it kind of echoes, but I just thought this was easier than trying to. My desk is not feasible. Too many confidential things and all sorts of papers everywhere. So, can you hear that a little bit better now?
Yeah.
Sounds all right, better. Sorry. I'll try to speak and enunciate clearly.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Very good.
We're good. Ready, Kathleen?
I'm ready.
All right, we can take it
off. All right, we appreciate everybody coming here. I'm Kathleen Maria, the Wells County State's Attorney, and I have Randy Sookett, who is our acting interim sheriff here. We just wanted to make sure to let the public aware and give a short little press conference about what is going on and to make sure that everybody is aware that we follow the same and appropriate protocols that would be normally done for anybody that we are investigating. And if there is any kind of warrants or otherwise issued or arrest made, and we follow the court system, and just wanted to give the updates and also to tell you that if you have information, certainly give me email or other addresses, call the sheriff's line, and we will take that information for further updates as they proceed. At this point, we wanted to clarify that on May 26, 2017, North Dakota BCI did swear out a complaint against Johnny Zip Lawson, who was the former Wells County Sheriff. And pursuant to this investigation, BCI was assisting the Wells County State's Attorney's Office and also the Eddy County Sheriff, who also had a combined investigation. Paul Ease is the sheriff over there. The Harvey Police Department were also part of the initial investigation back in March of 2016 is when we actually began trying to investigate matters originally. And throughout that investigation, it included having to investigate Johnny Lawson, our former sheriff. At 2:30 p.m., Honorable Judge Narum signed a warrant against Johnny Zip Lawson, and Wells County officials had been trying to monitor to see if he was available, and earlier that day on May 26th, his vehicles did appear to be in Wells County. We thought that we'd be able to appropriately serve him and get him served at that point in Harvey. However, by the time we did receive a warrant after everything had been reviewed, because obviously we don't want judges to sign anything unless they've done an appropriate review, and had a warrant in hand, he was not anywhere in Wells County that we could locate him. We did look, we did send out the warrant. It was a valid active warrant that normally law enforcement has, and they do seek and try to find persons. However, we were not able to locate him. Circumstances ended up that he was cited at about 6:30 p.m. in Bismarck. We followed appropriate protocol and sent them to the Bismarck Police Department to try to have them assist in our investigation, because obviously the closest law enforcement agency is the one that you normally request to assist in serving a warrant. Once they had a warrant in hand, they did then arrest Johnny Lawson on that warrant at about 8:45 p.m. was the approximate time in the city of Bismarck when he was actually arrested at that time and served with his warrant. And the charges that are currently pending are conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine, bribery, unlawful influence of a public service in his activities and duties as a sheriff, false information to a law enforcement officer, neglect of duty by a public official, again, his public official position would be sheriff, and ingestion of methamphetamine. On May 30th, 2017, there was an initial bail hearing and an initial hearing where he was given his rights. He did have his attorney present with Peter Welty out of Grand Forks. The state requested $100,000 cash or surety bail bond due to the seriousness of the offenses, because the conspiracy matter is a serious offense. The charges against a public official, we believe, are serious offenses. And we did request, due to the allegations relating to meth, the 24/7 program, and to not have any contact with our witnesses to make sure to protect the public and persons that would have information. As we stated, this is still an ongoing investigation. The defendant, having no prior criminal history at that point, did ask for a PR bond, and Honorable Judge Smith granted him what is called a $25,000 unsecured PR bond with the condition that the witnesses would also not be contacted. A preliminary hearing has not yet been formally scheduled, but it will be held in Wells County in this courtroom in Fessenden as is available when the judge and the court is able to schedule it. We want to make sure that we ask for the public's help as part of the reason that we wanted to also extend a hand to the media, that we still have an ongoing investigation that doesn't just involve former sheriff. We have other matters that are pending. I know the news media has picked up on some matters for some of the persons that already have some other charges that relate to our investigations. And we ask that any persons that have any information that relate to either the conspiracy to deliver meth or bribery or neglect or any kind of ingestion matters that they're aware of, we do want them to come forward. And we would ask that they call the Wells County Sheriff's Office. And that number is 701-547-3211. Or if you feel more comfortable, because we are kind of busy with a lot of stuff also and multiple calls, we certainly welcome you to call the BCI office. And a number for the general investigations is 701-328-5500. Since former Lawson's resignation on April 25th, 2017, Eddy County, Foster County, and Sheridan County and the North Dakota High Patrol have graciously been doing a very good job and helping patrol Wells County, and we certainly thank them for their efforts to helping us. And we are still actively seeking any information that relate to even other cases, other unsolved cases. For instance, if you had reported something and you feel like no deputy, no person had gotten back to you, please do contact us. We want to follow up. We want to get those matters investigated. Though anything or any offense that has happened to someone is still a serious matter that we want to look into. So don't hesitate to call just because you know that we don't currently have a full-time sheriff and deputies. We will have persons follow up on those matters. So don't believe that, you know, be lawlessness around here. We do have law enforcement that will assist, and there have been various agents that they have assisted. And I also wanted to take the opportunity to tell the Eddy County Sheriff's Office, Eddy County State's Attorney, the Benson County Sheriff's Office, Foster County Sheriff's Office, the Fessenden Police, the Harvey Police, the Bismarck Police, the Stutsman County Task Force, the Lake Region Narcotics Task Force, the McHenry County Sheriff's Office, the Border Patrol, the High Patrol, North Dakota Parole and Probation, even North Dakota State Radio, and the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office have all graciously helped in this investigation, not only in helping patrol our areas, but in investigating and being available. And this kind of a case is one where we again say thank you to all of our neighboring and other types of agencies that have come forward, and we welcome that assistance. And if you have other cases in those other agencies, we welcome information if you think it may possibly relate to this too. So we thank you for being here and assisting us. I do caution you that all persons are presumed innocent until proven guilty, and obviously a charge is only a charge. That these matters have to be decided in a court of law, so I'm not going to be able to answer questions about specific facts or other details, but I do appreciate that you have come here and allowed us to present information. So if you have questions, if we can answer them, we will try to answer. But I again caution you that we don't want to get in any specific facts of any pending investigations, and they are still ongoing. So I'm not sure, I didn't do a specific order or number you, but I guess going from left to right, I see that our local radio station KHND is here, and as our local paper, and I know there's the KX News and Minot Daily, but I'll start with our local radio, just to happen to be left to right. Mr. Jensen, do you have anything in specific you would like to request?
Former Sheriff Lawson, he posted bail, and is he still in Wells County, do you know?
I can't actually answer that. I don't know. As far as I was aware, he indicated that he was still going to be in Harvey Wells County is what his address is, but I don't know if, you know, if he's staying there or not. But the bail conditions do require that the person not leave the state while the matters are pending.
Okay. Was Mr. Lawson alone when he was arrested, and were you surprised that he was in Bismarck?
I don't know that I have those specific details. I wasn't present to say that. I just know that he was arrested. And to say whether he was in Bismarck or not, I had no knowledge that he was going to be there or otherwise. So that was just, that's where he was observed after we actually had a warrant. So I didn't know that ahead of time.
What is the history of this man that was the sheriff? Was he a local person from here? Did he come from out of state? I mean, how did he end up being the sheriff of this county? I mean, where did he come from and how did he end up here?
I don't know that I would be able to be the person to tell you all the specific details behind him. I know he applied for the position and he was elected to the position. So at this time, before he resigned, he was an elected official. You would have to ask him those specific details. I really don't know and don't want to try to guess about something about his specifics. I'm sorry.
Do you know how long he was the sheriff here?
He was appointed here, I believe.
January of 2014.
January 7th, I believe, of 2014 would be the official date.
And then he ran for election, of course, in the June primary, and then a general election that same year.
Are you looking to have a special election to rehire, or?
At this point, we are looking at potentially trying to appoint someone, because under Sentry Code, we have to either, if people petition and request to have a special election, or have to appoint at least an interim before, because there's more than a year left of the term. We can't just do nothing. We have to fill it. I mean, we obviously need to have law enforcement, and we need to have deputies working as well, because Wells County is not so small that we could just not have someone or request, you know, just other officers like Ohio Patrol or BCI or otherwise come in. And so by the statute regarding the sheriff, we have to get someone in. And the quickest and most efficient way is to try to at least temporarily appoint someone. That does not mean that the public could still petition and request a special election. They have that opportunity. So if that is what the public requires and wants to fill out a petition, or if others petition in that, certainly that would be an option.
Chris Olson, the Jamestown Sun. Sorry, I missed the first part of your start there. Do you anticipate any additional charges being filed against Mr. Golden because of this?
I don't know that I can answer that at this time, but I can tell you that we do anticipate that there will be other charges for other co-conspirators that we are currently investigating, but I can't get into those details until those matters have been filed. But it is an ongoing matter, and we do believe there are other persons that are of interest that we are looking into. I believe we're over to, if the Herald Press wanted to, not my specific question. All right.
Wells County was advertising for sheriff, and then the application must be received, I think it said May 15th, but you also have a 30-day residency requirement before you can be sheriff. Can you shed a little light on those two things? It sounds like you're trying to work around it a little bit.
Well, obviously, if someone is a resident of Wells County already, they would certainly have the ability to take offices soon as they would be able, according to whether they're working another job or otherwise. But obviously, no one would formally be able to take the position if they're not currently a resident. They do have to establish 30 days prior to taking office, because under the North Dakota Constitution, it's required that you be a resident of the county if you're going to be an acting or appointed sheriff or an elected sheriff. Because even if you're appointed or acting, you still have to be what's called a qualified elector. So you still have to have that residency requirement. And obviously, we did not appoint acting Mr. Sukit as to fulfill the term. So he's not given that position of an elected official or with full arrest authority or otherwise. But mostly just so, like we said, to handle office and otherwise, and to have the ability to swear in officers. Because even for a temporary one, you still have to swear in an oath that you're going to uphold the Constitution and the laws, like any official does. And as a public official, as a commissioner, he already had to do that. And he is a resident, because he would have had to be a qualified elector. And so he met the least minimum basics under what a sheriff has to have. the rest of the statute says within the first year, you have to do something to either get a limited license or become a licensed peace officer, which is not our intent. Mr. Sukut is not requesting that. Not that he would be prohibited. He would certainly be able to go and try to get, you know, training and do that if he so desired. But that is not, that was not the intent of why he took it. He was a portfolio holder, had more knowledge than any of the other commissioners. And because it was an emergency situation, we wanted to have someone to have deputies to make sure we had at least, you know, order for the time being. So we certainly, any persons that are not residents that had tried to apply would have to fulfill that requirement.
If I can follow up, what about the May 15 deadline? Commissioner, is this a commissioner's duty to hire this new sheriff?
It would be the commissioner's duty to appoint a new sheriff. Because that's, I believe, in
it's
statute.
It's in the Sentry Code that either if there's a request, either the commissioners could, but usually that's a much more expensive to have a special election. So usually you do the most cost effective unless the public files a petition and they request for a special election, which, as we said, they still can do. It's not, there's no one that has been appointed yet to fulfill the unexpired term. So that is still a potential possibility, but the most cost-effective and quickest way to try to get one in by Sentry Code is that they have the authority and the obligation, because we can't leave it open. So the commissioners do have to have a duty to try to get a sheriff in place.
The application period is still open, so to speak?
No, it's closed.
It's closed.
Yep.
Yeah, it's closed at this point, but depending on if they feel satisfied with any persons that have applied, they could still reopen it because no one has actually been offered or appointed or even tried to have, you know, the position. It's still open at this point. And the next, it'll be discussed at their next commission meeting on June 5th. That's when they have, I don't know when it's on the agenda, the time, sorry, I didn't look that up, but I know that they do plan to discuss that at their June 5th meeting because that's an open, regular public meeting that they have. It's not a special meeting. It's one of their regular meetings.
And
I have another question for you. Lawson was the state saw $100,000 cash for a surety bond.
Correct.
And Lawson was released on $25,000 personal recognizance.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
That means that the judge did not require him to actually have to post any kind of surety or security, but if he does anything to violate any of the bail conditions, he could have to post up to $25,000 is what the judge had initially said. But he didn't have to post anything immediately upon being released. The judge reviewed the charges and the information, and that was the decision for his release.
So just a signature, basically?
Correct, and a promise to appear and release, yes.
How big is the sheriff's department here? How many deputies in that do you guys?
There's one sheriff and two deputies, and then there's also a office deputy who is not deputized but performs the paperwork, that type of thing. And
someone to always be there to make sure to take calls,
yeah,
help handle mail, the general regular things you would have with any type of an office.
And the office deputy is a part-time not a full-time at this time, although with everything happening, I mean, she's really acting as a,
I'm pretty,
you know,
sure she thinks it's more than part-time,
so,
right now.
Yeah.
As we all kind of do.
So what originally, anything came about that started bringing suspicion about him that triggered things, that one thing kind of led to another and another and another? I mean, was there something that he wasn't doing his job to start with, and they started investigating, and I mean, how did they end up with meth as a
I don't think on? We can comment on any of those specifics. That would be something that is more appropriate if there's, you know, in a courtroom to make those determinations. That goes into a factual basis that we can't discuss. Yes? That's all right.
Can you characterize the frequency or the rarity of someone in law enforcement being under investigation like this?
I don't know that I could answer those statistics. I guess I have not personally looked those up. So I just know that you know, whenever an investigation of any kind is, we always seek out whatever facts come, and as people give you information, you always follow up on it. And That's the other reason why I'm emphasizing to all of you, and hopefully in, you know, whatever reports or otherwise that you do write, that we do want people to come forward and give us information, because every time someone provides even a small bit of information can lead to other information that can be corroborated or evidence. So basically, a law enforcement officer always goes wherever the information leads if it can be corroborated and we feel that it is credible. And so we would never not look up anything, even if, you know, originally it doesn't seem like it's something that is valid or otherwise, we still investigate it. You know, even in cases where somebody says something outlandish like, well, there was, you know, this person here and we know they were somewhere else, can't possibly be in two places at the same time, you still look, because is it someone that happens to look the same? Or, you know, you still investigate every possible lead. So we do want people, since this is a pending and ongoing investigation, to still continue to give us whatever information or tips that they can provide, even if they think that it's not important. It might be something that's important to us, because obviously we can't give you all of the details. We want a jury to be fair and impartial if there is any kind of a case once someone's been charged. And so we have to try to maintain the ability for any jurors to have a fair and impartial right to look at and judge the credibility, and, you know, not have the public decide before they've had their full rights. And so we certainly honor every person's rights. They are presumed innocent. They have a full right to due process. And so I'm sorry that we can't always comment on those specific facts, but we want to honor those things. Yes, Mr.
Prior to the resignation of Sheriff Lawson, I would suspect there was open cases, you know, day-to-day cases with the county. How are they being addressed right now?
Yes, there were open cases, and thank goodness we have had persons helping and follow up. However, because we have had a lot of stuff going on, that's part of the reason why we would recommend anybody who did have an open pending case, like, say, as far as they're aware, there hasn't been something charged, please at least let us know so that we can make sure to follow up, just in case, you know, in the series of a lot of paper trying to check everything. What we've been doing is we've been asking BCI to assist, and some of the deputies that were working on their time off when they're coming over here to assist from, you know, Eddy and Sheridan and Foster County have been following up during while they're patrolling and doing those things and talking to people. And also, my legal assistant was authorized, since she is a licensed peace officer, to also do some, you know, follow-ups if she can meet in person or talk over the phone. So we're trying to do creatively as much as we can to get as much investigation into those matters. But we are also concerned that because of so much that was going on and trying to get someone in place, that it is possible that someone's piece of paper or other information that hadn't gotten fully filed or a full report, that we want them still to let us know. So don't hesitate to come forward and say, hey, you know, I reported this incident happened, I just want to call to check, is there someone investigating? Will somebody be following up? So certainly still do that also. Thank you.
Is there mandatory drug testing before they get hired?
I don't believe we have a formal specific one.
We didn't. We're kind of looking at that. Not in reaction to this case. We had been actually looking at that prior to this all happening. We have gone to implemented a random drug testing
for all employees
of the county. But I think we will be looking at a mandatory when we hire in the future.
Yeah, it was something way before this case that we had talked about. We always went through anybody that actually drives as a regular course of theirs, that they're on the random testing, for instance, like our road crew. But because the sheriff's office and, you know, general others weren't specifically mandatory required, we hadn't formally had a good enough policy, I don't think, that covered that we would have to automatically test everyone. So we were to make sure to go across the board. We were talking about even before this investigation of it's just a safe measure, make sure people are not having issues or under the influence at any time they're serving the public. And so we had said that we thought it was a good idea to to make sure everyone's safe, whether you're sitting at a desk or otherwise, you still could be, you know, incapable of safely performing your job. So we still, we're looking at that anyway.
Where is Alexander Lail?
Currently in jail.
Where?
He's at the rugby jail at this time. He has not posted bond.
We have a little bet going here.
Well, if there isn't anything else specific that we could address at this time, we very much thank you, all of you, for coming here, because we think that you do a very good service. We honor the fact that it's the public has a right to know about these safety matters, and we thank you for getting that information out there, and we thank you for honoring the fact that we also want to honor the due process rights of any person that, like as we said, are innocent until proven guilty. We want to honor that. This is just charges that we are discussing an investigation. Yes? That's fine.
Okay.
I'm just about filling the sheriff's position. Is there a deadline? Do you have a date in mind, or does that remain open?
It's going to be as long as it takes. You know, for me personally, filling in this position, I would like it to be tomorrow, you know, because I don't have the qualifications to go out and make arrests, to serve papers, that type of thing. And also, as soon as we can get one on, we can get the that sheriff can get the deputies hired that are needed for Wells County to be able to do that process and not have to rely on neighboring counties, because if it takes a long time, they're going to start burning out from, you know, helping us out. But, you know, how long it's going to be, I don't know. Hopefully sooner than later, which I would, you know, sooner to me would be, you know, 30 days, you know. Later, it may take a couple months, who knows, but hopefully not.
Yeah,
I'm hoping not.
We hope to do it sooner. We did have persons that applied, you know, they're licensed peace officers, and we're certainly going to do, you know, full background checks and otherwise on them and do the best that they can to make that determination. So we are actively trying to get that taken care of.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. And as I said before, if you have any email addresses, otherwise, if you want me to send you any kind of updated, I have yours, and I have yours, Rick's. So anybody else that wants to write down an address or has a card, feel free to let me know, and we will update you further as we have information.